Yeah. I know you care.
Yeah.
And if you love us,
yeah,
then why stop there?
Yeah.
Go and subscribe.
Yeah, yeah.
And drop a heart.
Uh-huh.
Give us a follow so we'll never be apart. It's your boy Mally.
Yeah.
And we got Will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's Jason.
Uh-huh.
Adam's to say.
Yeah.
Talk to me now.
Nice.
You're at the start.
To start.
Are you ready for the other show to start? And I was like, talk to me. Welcome to Talk to Me Nice.
That was kind of fire.
I'm sorry.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. It's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_K. Hey, why your local boy band? You already know the
never beaten allegations.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visuals.
I can see you.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. Come back to your life. You like that?
<That's>
what? I just wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
It's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
He's not here today, but he'll be back. Don't forget about him. It's ADAMS. Desir. You can follow him on all social media platforms at ADAMS. That's Adams. He's here in spirit. You already know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
And if you're liking the vibes, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe on YouTube. You already heard me sing the song. Like, come on. Go
Push the
and
button.
Subscribe.
Push the button.
Give us a heart.
Uh-huh.
And make sure you follow so we'll never be apart.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, talk to me. Come on, bro. Make sure you follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit that notify bell so you never miss an episode. Follow us on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate us 5 stars, drop us a heart, and come rock with us. Talk to me nice, gang.
Yeah.
Another episode.
Hey, another episode. We're here again. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, Jason!
Oh, what's up?
God damn.
For real.
How often are we dropping?
Oh. Every single week.
Don't sue me, Justin Bieber.
Every single week. Don't sue us, Justin.
Shout out Justin Bieber for letting me use his song "Baby," the instrumental version. Thank you.
It came to the dome.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, like just to start off the episode, anybody notice how sickly he looks right now?
I'm concerned.
He doesn't look good.
Little, I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned. I don't know what's going on with him, but
ever since that like the Chadwick Boseman thing happened, you kind of like look at people
that's true, a lot differently now,
like at a closer lens, and you're like, is he sick?
Is he good?
Is he getting struggling? Help? Because you look at somebody like Ariana Grande, and you're like, is she okay?
Yeah.
She's very skinny right now. Like
not skinny. I don't know. You just don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, prayers to them because you don't really know what people are going through behind closed doors.
Exactly. Check on your friends. Make sure people are okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Check on your friends. Make sure they're doing okay. You know,
for sure, for sure.
This is not a mental health episode, but I will be doing the ice bucket challenge. I got nominated for that. So, thanks. Appreciate it.
We will be shooting that.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Well, speaking on reaching out to your friends, I really want to talk about something real quick. I'm tired of people talking about this one man and 100. One gorilla, 100 people. I'm like, there's no way. Like, just chill out.
One gorilla.
It's not working out.
Imagine getting drafted as number one. Like, what you doing? What you doing, dog?
Yeah, I saw a video.
First?
I saw a video. Somebody said the first pick that they're picking is John Cena because they can't see him.
I think a gorilla gonna be able to see him nice and clearly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like the first 15 people are gonna be really confident, and then the rest gonna see them get bodied and like,
oh yeah,
I don't know about this. I don't know what I signed up for.
I mean, when you see that first dude go flying, and all you hear is some music in the background that's saying "In the arms of an angel," you're gonna lose all your confidence because you're gonna be like,
"Oh,
where's that music coming from?"
All
you're gonna see is him flying over your head.
Uh huh.
All you're gonna hear is a big track. King Kong getting
not nothing on me.
All you hear is the track play. Dream on! Dream on! He's just punching everybody.
You just see that one nigga that's aura farming in the background, like, give you get your ass over here and help me. He just order from me. He running. He get knocked out first. Like, what are you doing?
Head clean off.
Like, ooh. Like, you ever see Dragon Ball Z Piccolo show up? He just nothing but aura farming. Just standing there. Just get immediately cooked. Packed up.
That's it.
Like,
pack him up.
To it. You gonna see my dreadlocks flying.
Oh, man.
I ain't fighting no gorilla.
Nah, I ain't fighting.
But I'll fight a tiger.
Leave gorillas alone. Leave animals alone.
I'll fight a tiger, though.
Leave animals alone. What? They're wild animals.
We already talked about it last episode. I could fight a tiger.
I'm gonna let you try to figure that out yourself. You can figure that out yourself.
We're gonna go to the zoo and we're gonna do the rope pull thing. Against a tiger.
And let you feel the strength of a tiger.
When that shit yoke me up.
Yoke you up.
He's like, come in here with me.
Make that jazz noise. Ow!
One, two, three. Ooh! Put you right into the cage.
All you see is a neck fly.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm off screen. I'm off camera.
The way Jalen crossover, what's his name?
Shout out the Knicks.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them. I watched that with you.
Shout out to the people of Detroit. This is for you. Love y'all.
Yo, Malik was on the edge of his seat, man.
Love y'all.
Edge of his seat.
Nah, for real. Y'all out there in Detroit, you have me sweating. Y'all have me sweating bullets. Y'all young team up and coming. Just not ready for us.
That was a solid team. Or that was a solid game.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without the referee. Shout out y'all.
Wow. You're on your side?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Paid him off a little bit.
Mm. Okay. Nice. Okay.
Shout out to Knicks, 20. Man. Shout out to Knicks.
Chris 20.
Knicks going all the way.
Knicks and seven?
Yeah, I'm dope. Before, I'm going to let you start 1 second.
No, no. Go ahead. Go crazy.
If the New York Knicks win a NBA championship.
I'm going wild.
I don't think wild is not the word. I'm going nuclear. The city of New York is not we'll going to survive.
Oh my gosh!
You ever see World War Z?
Oh my god! Yes.
When the plague breaks out, that's what it's gonna be like. That's what it's gonna be like. You are gonna see me climbing up a window on all fours.
All fours. How'd he get up there?
New York Knicks. Be foaming at the mouth.
I see you peeking, Bally. Pick him up. Oh my god.
The world ain't ready for a Knicks championship.
Aye, man.
That's crazy.
What you got for
a bunch of YNs running up and down the street on subways?
Mm-mm-mm, not good.
That's
not
I'm coming good, out of retirement for that one. I'm not gentrifying.
Hey, JC, make sure you don't go to Manhattan.
The world ain't ready. The world ain't ready.
Do not go to Manhattan.
I'm sick of New York already, man. I'm sick.
Jason gonna be working that day.
That's what I'm saying. Gonna work.
And I'll be pissed off. Down the street. I'll be pissed off.
I'm gonna send him a video. Where you at work? Where are you at? I'm gonna walk into the building. Jason!
Saying it like mustard. Jason!
I could get fired immediately. I'm not with him.
Be like, nah. We have the same shirt on. We have the same hoodie on.
Oh my
Look at
gosh,
him.
Bro.
He was there with me.
Can't stand New York. Oh my gosh. But go ahead, Will. All right, we took that. We took that.
That's all good. First game.
Nuclear.
First game is called Cut, Keep, and Change. So you keep one forever, you cut this movie forever, or you can change the ending of a movie.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, like so changing up.
The first three is The Dark Knight, Avatar, and Gladiator.
Which Avatar?
Which Avatar?
The first one, the
movie. Blue Guys?
Yeah, The Blue Guys. Yeah,
okay.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Tough.
Cut
the first one?
Yeah.
Really?
Listen, I fell asleep. Next thing I know, they're cutting the big-ass tree down. I said, how did we get here to this part?
You wouldn't know if you stayed awake, Malcolm.
Listen, that movie was what?
So you want to cut that?
That movie was like 2 hours and some change long, I went to see that movie at 10 p.m.
The second one was a little rough. That was,
I didn't even see the second one.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I feel like I gotta watch the entire series over again. Right, I will cut
series.
It.
The series.
I mean, they making a third one, I think.
Yeah, movie so long, they call it a series.
What's the second one called? Weight in the Water?
The Way of the Water?
Of the Water.
Weight in the Water. Weight in the Water.
Thinking of Sinners.
That's crazy. Weight in the Water. My bad.
Oh, my God.
Seen too much Sinners. That's what it is.
For real. Five movies.
I would cut Avatar.
Cut Avatar? What was that one?
The Dark Knight and Gladiator.
The first one?
First one, yeah.
I'll keep The Dark Knight.
Keep The Dark Knight. Yeah, I would change The Gladiator.
I'll change the ending of Gladiator.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with that.
I don't
Okay.
It wasn't good enough for you to remember. So
clearly, it wasn't memorable.
Next one.
All right, next
or
one.
Or we could change that to the ending of Dark Knight.
To what, though?
How did that shit end? Goddamn.
Him driving off in the...
Oh, yeah, he ran off into the night, right? Mm-hmm. Save, like after saving Gordon?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I'm fine with that.
Keep it.
Save her! Save her! No! Yeah, we change Gladiator.
All right, the next one is Barbershop. Are we there yet? Friday.
Shout out Ice Cube, man. Those are some solid movies.
It is.
Yeah. I would cut Barbershop.
I'm cool with that. I would keep Friday.
I would keep Friday because that's like a cool classic.
Yeah.
And then Are We Done Yet? That's just a feel good family movie.
Yeah.
But I would change
the ending.
I would change the ending.
Mm-hmm. I want to see more Neil Long. Next one.
Wow.
You sure? Because I heard you're trying to beat the if it's not snowing, I ain't going allegation. My God.
You saw that?
Yeah, we all saw it.
I was like, yo.
Like, I made sure they put it right out there in the
That was
public.
Not called for.
Just out of left field.
For real, it was uncalled for. I was like, popped up on my phone. I was like, what? Who said this?
I saw that. I was like, oop, Jason.
Yeah, he's like, where'd that
like,
come from?
Jason going to answer this one?
Jason looked at it like Russell Westbrook. What? Bro, what are you talking
about? I mean, y'all niggas tripping.
I love all women out there.
I like the ending of Are We There Yet? I think I would change the ending of Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
To what, though?
You didn't like him getting Debo finally getting knocked the fuck out?
Yeah, like, what more did you want? Or, like, what would you change?
You want Debo to win?
Nah, I just think it just happened so fast. I don't know. Maybe a better fight.
It was a quick movie. Like,
oh, you mean the fight scene was quick?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was quick.
The movie just
went. Nigga picked up the brick and said,
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you would change that and then keep, what's the name? Mm-hmm. Are we done yet?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Because he ends up with Nia Long at the end and the kids. I like that ending.
Yeah, I like the ending.
It ends with them, like, jumping across the bed, fireworks in the background, they're kissing, it zooms out on the hotel room.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about Are We Done Yet. I did like that ending.
Oh, yeah, Are We Done Yet? I would change that ending.
Yeah.
Are We There Yet? Uh-huh. That's such a good family movie.
Yeah. Solid. Mm-hmm. Solid movie.
Shout out Ice Cube.
Yeah, for
he
real.
Got range.
Yeah.
Oh, he got range.
He can act. He can act. Like,
he dabbles.
Range. Solid.
Yeah. Next one is Toy Story 3, Shrek 2, Ooh. Finding Nemo.
Keeping Shrek 2. Sorry. That's Chef's Kiss. Man.
I'm cutting Finding Nemo. Cause
I'm cutting I mean, Finding I'm not
Nemo.
Mad at that
I
ain't
care for Nemo.
Choice.
I ain't care for Nemo.
First of all.
I mean, compared
all,
to the other two, that's not even
the reason. Right. The reason, first of all, Nemo's lost because his dad got his wife packed up by a barracuda.
Dang.
Like, let's call a spade a spade.
Wow.
First of all. Second of all, Nemo. Are we kidding me?
Got his wife all packed up. It's crazy.
Told him not to touch the boat. What does he do? Touch the boat. That's what
he
does.
He touched the butt, man.
He touched the butt. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know.
And I'm going to change the ending of Toy Story 3 just because did not like him giving the toys to the little girl.
Which one was Toy Story 3?
That's when they got sent to the daycare.
Oh, and the bear was the
bear,
villain, right?
The bear was
that
the villain.
That has some heart-wrenching scenes. I ain't gonna hold
it
you.
It does. Like, it ends with
when
them.
They die,
when they're
about
all
to
holding
die
hands
in the fire.
The fire.
I was like,
and then
shit.
The crane picks them up.
Yeah.
That's a dope ending. But I don't think that. Because specifically they made a Toy Story 4, I think that personally, if he was going to give her the toys.
Did they?
Yeah, they did make a Toy Story 4.
What happened in that movie?
He donated the toys again or something, or they went off somewhere on a road trip or something. I forget. But remember with the forky, the spoon?
Yes. Toy Story 3, I remember. Yes.
No, that's Toy Story 4 with the fork.
Oh.
With the little arms. And ooh. Yeah.
I remember that one.
Toy Story 4 was not needed, but if they were going to do a Toy Story 4, Andy should have just took the toys with him to college, at least Buzz and
so you would change that, yeah. Okay. Hmm. I'm with that.
Because he gave the toys to that little girl in the front yard.
Yes. Okay, I remember.
Toy Story 3.
Yeah,
and then that just didn't turn into anything.
Right. Yeah, I'm with that. All
right.
But Finding Nemo can get the fuck out of here.
That can go.
Because Finding Dory sucked too. Oh, my God. Don't
that
even,
was, I did not it. Like that at
we're
all.
We're not going to talk about
Shark Bait.
The last one. The last one is Iron Man 3, Whew. Thor, Ragnarok, Avengers Endgame.
I'll cut Iron Man 3.
Oh wow. Cut that?
Yeah.
That's deep. That's a hard one, man.
He wasn't even in a suit for the entire movie.
What are you talking about?
Thor Ragnarok was perfect.
Okay. Perfect. That's your bias.
Down to the minute.
Bias.
Thor Ragnarok is the best Thor in the series.
Where are all the Thors?
Thor, the Dark World, Thor Ragnarok. And then the fourth one we're not even going to talk about.
What happens in the Dark World?
What's that?
Lightning? The Dark World is where Jane gets infected by the red ether.
Natalie Portman. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thor Ragnarok is when he loses his eye and he's fighting Hela.
Yeah, Ragnarok was good.
Ragnarok's the best one in the series.
He fought Hulk.
Yeah.
So you would keep Ragnarok and what? Change Endgame?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
To Tony not dying.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair.
To Tony not dying.
That's part of the comics. You can't deviate from comics. I did wish they put more of like explaining like a cut scene of something for Captain America.
Like, or to be honest, yeah, like I would have
dropping off the spell.
To be honest, I would have made the movie longer. I would have made it 3 hours. Fuck it.
Okay.
4 hours. You ain't falling asleep. Actually, it already was 3 hours. I make it 4.
Oh my god.
Extended version.
That was a great movie. Great movie.
But yeah, we could cut Iron Man 3. It's not a bad movie. I just think
out of the three,
it showed Tony out of the suit and how good he is out of it. The villain in Iron Man 3 was just trash.
But the ending, though, all the suits coming out.
Mm. Yeah, but the villain he was fighting, Pepper gets whatever infected and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that was dumb. Pack it up.
Which they never go back to. They never explained what happened after that.
Pack it up.
Okay.
Okay. I actually have one more. Okay. The last one.
My favorite part of Finding Nemo, real quick, was when the shark smelt Dory's blood and he was like, "Oh, that's nice." That's my favorite part.
They try to stop him.
His eyes get all big.
Oh my god.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Oh my gosh.
So we have one more. The last one is Space Jam, Like Mike, Spy Kids. First
Spy Kids. Mm-hmm. Which Space Jam?
The first Space Jam, but Michael Jordan. And then Like Mike.
Oh, that's good.
I like Mike.
That was a good one.
A little Bow Wow in there, you know?
I would keep the ending of Like Mike. Like, I like that one.
Am I bad for cutting Space Jam? I know it's Looney Tunes. I know it's a classic.
I'm not mad at that, actually.
But nothing.
I'm not opposed to that.
What else came from Space Jam? Aside from a trash sequel with LeBron.
Wow.
Looney Tunes was already popping without Space Jam.
So wait, let me ask you this.
Michael Jordan doesn't even care about anybody.
No. But let me ask you this question, though. What if they did another Space Jam, but they did it with Steph Curry?
Oh, well, that would be the greatest movie I've ever seen. That would be the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That's different.
That's a different argument. If you would have did it with Steph Curry instead of LeBron James, that would have been the best movie ever. That would have been 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
He would have been shooting from outside of the whole gym.
I'm saying he would have threw that shit through space. It would have came all the way around like Wanted.
It made it. Curve the ball. Oh my god!
I would cut Space Jam because
I'm with that. I agree.
Spy Kids leads on to different movies. Spy Kids 2, Spy Kids 3D.
Spy Kids was instrumental to our youth, man. Needed that.
And Space Jam, that was what, a 90s movie? I don't think
it was
90s.
Yeah.
Were we even born for that release?
Yeah. I believe it was 96.
Was it 96? Okay, so it came out the year we were born.
Yeah.
All right.
If I'm not mistaken.
And Michael Jordan don't care about nobody but himself.
Got to be more careful. Space Jam.
We're not getting a Jordan.
1996, yeah.
We're not getting a Jordan collab.
96, right?
Yep, 96.
Oh, spot on.
Damn, I like wearing Jordans. I'm sorry.
I take it back. but that's we'll keep it like that. That's a good one.
I would change the ending of Spy Kids. I would make it a little bit more exciting.
I agree. But which one was the Spy Kids 3D? That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was my
favorite.
With
the racing and stuff. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
That was an interesting concept on a movie too. So
yeah, that was fire. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that one.
All right, so the next game is called Extreme Ranking. Extreme ranking.
Coming up with this stuff.
Why is extreme? Who you be talking to?
Yeah, who you be talking to? I'll
be talking to people. I'll be talking to people.
You ain't low.
Oh, we know.
We know. Chet told me that he be giving you ideas.
You be yapping, man. Hey, man. I be seeing you, man.
Stop talking to Chet.
Hey, man, he ain't give me this idea.
Shout out Chad.
Shout out Chad, man.
He ain't give me this
Cheddar
idea. Pepper. Keep Austin weird.
Cheddar Pepper.
He ain't give me this idea. But this one is called Songs That Would Make You Think That This Is Like a Terrible Wedding Song. Like, you wouldn't want to play this at a wedding.
Okay. All right.
I know what I wouldn't play at a wedding.
I know a few.
So you have to blindly rank them. And the reason why it's extreme, because it's 10.
Goddamn.
So it's not 4. It's not 5. It's 10.
Okay. Right. If Pony's on there, put it at 10.
All right, cool. First one.
Oh, I just got that flashback.
Why would you play this at a wedding?
Cause we are just entertainers, and we're stupid.
I think that's the song.
Yeah.
I put that at like 6.
6?
Because depending on the wedding that you're at, that could get you lit.
Number 1 being the worst?
Yeah.
Number 10 being the worst?
Well, number 1 would be the worst. Yeah. And then 10 would be the least.
The least worst. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I put it at 6.
Yeah, that's safe. That's safe.
I put it at 6 because you could get lit to that song. You go to a wedding where they turn it up like that. Yeah.
Belligerent.
You know what type of wedding.
Yeah, we've been.
All right, this is the next one.
One.
Number one. There's kids there. Family.
Kids don't need to be at a wedding.
Yeah. Wow. Really? You don't think kids need to be at a wedding?
Kids could be at the wedding. Kids do not need to be at the after party, the reception part. Go to bed. That's for the adults. There's alcohol.
That's a good combo because some people do feel like, why kids come to the reception?
I'm saying, like, they could be there for dinner, but once all the music and dancing starts. Yeah. Mm.
And the alcohol come out, yeah.
And second of all, we're not here for the kids.
Mm. That's true.
We're not here for the kids.
That's true.
Honestly, I wouldn't want people to bring their kids to my wedding like that.
Exactly. Because first of all, I don't want you to be distracted. I don't want your kid breaking nothing.
Uh-huh.
I don't want your kid getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't want them to be on the dance floor. I'm over here trying to go crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hit one of these and I elbow the kid right in the mouth.
Or when I go down for the kick and I send them flying through the field goal. Yeah.
Not the electric slide. He did a big kick his face. Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah, no. Nah, I put
somebody
that at
give
one.
Him some milk.
I would absolutely
oh my God.
I would absolutely not he want to hear that song at a wedding, so put that at one.
One? Okay. No kiss songs.
And that song sucks.
And it's eating up time on the dance floor. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's
one.
True.
What am I doing during that song?
I'm with you. One.
Only thing you can do is clap for the kid that's
No. I tell you what I'm doing during that song. I'm at the bar drinking as much as possible for the next song.
All right.
One.
On to the next song.
Okay.
On to the next song.
Pause.
Yo. What's the next one, Will?
I'm waiting for it to load. It's taking a minute.
Oh, he's struggling. He's struggling, folks.
I'm using the Wi-Fi. It's not playing.
The Wi-Fi probably out again.
That's unfortunate.
Got to be more careful.
Xfinity, y'all ass, bro.
Don't put that out there right now.
Don't put that out there right now.
Nah, I've been struggling, man, with Wi-Fi.
Don't worry, we're changing tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Verizon, man. They be coming through.
I'm going right to Xfinity and I'm packing them up.
I'm packing them.
So,
are you struggling for real?
No, it's not even connecting to your laptop.
Who the fuck my phone at?
Are you struggling about?
Am I bugging?
You tripping? You said it's not connecting to my laptop?
Yeah, it's not.
Has anybody seen a purple? Oh.
When you trying to connect?
What song you trying
to play?
To play
the song. Real Slim Shady.
The Real Slim.
I'm Slim Shady, the real Slim Shady.
I wouldn't mind that. But so there has to be that 1% that knows all the words. So we could gas it up.
Yeah, Real Slim Shady, like if there's somebody in the crowd that knows every single word. So and they in the middle of the circle.
Spike light on them.
And I'm just like this, like, you know, the usual, like, holding it.
Yeah, gather them up like that. You got to do that mixed in with the, hey.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that, I wouldn't mind that. That's like.
So what number is that?
I would say like an 8 or 9.
I'll put that at like a, eight. Eight is fair.
Eight? Okay. I'm cool with that.
Okay. The next one is Gangnam Style.
I hate that song.
Whoop and Gangnam Style.
I will.
Hey, sexy lady.
Was that Japan or was he Japanese or?
I thought that was Korea.
Yeah. Okay, he had them people turn.
No, he did.
Concerts.
He was going crazy.
I would love to be in the crowd for that. But that's that one song that would leave.
That's all he got. One song. That he leave.
I put that at 4. I hate that song. I do. I really do. I'm cool with that. I hate that song.
No 4.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That shit is so annoying.
All right. Next one is the Macarena.
I like that song.
But at a wedding? Whose wedding are we at?
I'm with that. Cool. But you gotta play it, you know what I'm saying, a good 3 times and then move on.
I put that at 5.
10.
5.
10.
So that's like the one you're the least.
Yeah, because he's about to come up with some BS right now. Watch.
We still have mad spots left. We still got 2.
Mm-hmm.
We still got 5.
Mm-hmm.
We still got 7.
Mm-hmm.
We still got 9. And we still got 10.
9.
Play at 9.
We still got 9. Put that 9.
Nah.
Put all 9. Right, this is the next one.
Right, there we go. We back.
This is the next
Internet,
one.
Get back.
I hate you.
Don't break my heart.
What is that? 3?
3?
Yeah, 3. I put that 3. I don't want to hear this shit.
Don't break my heart. My achy, breaky heart.
Bro got it on the track. Bro got it in the studio and said, achy, breaky. Get out of my facey.
Lakers at 5.
Lakers at 5.
Yeah, got packed up.
Oh, my God. Oh my god.
All right, this is the next one.
Oh, love the song. 10.
Yeah,
10.
I was petrified.
I will survive.
Which is.
Just play that a lot of ways.
But to be honest, this is a crazy song to play at a wedding.
Think about it.
Look at the lyrics. This is a crazy song to play. So there I go, walk out the door.
Hey, man.
Crazy song. It's a good song, though. I'll put that 10.
I should have changed that to the lock.
I like that song.
All right, next one.
They played this at weddings too. They played this at weddings too.
All the time.
I'm like, do you know this?
That's the number one song that they play when they're like, all right, who's going to catch the bouquet?
Yeah,
single
ladies, exactly.
Step to the floor.
Get in line.
Every time.
That's funny.
5?
5? Yeah, we put that.
All the bridesmaids come out on the floor. They start dancing around the bride. I'm sitting there lying. I'm like,
come on now.
I'm dead.
Yo.
Got my drink in my hand.
Right. Is that done or what?
Doing it in face? That's crazy, Mally. That's crazy, Mally.
This is the next one. This is the next one.
What song is this?
What's my name? You
wrecked me. Oh.
Wrecking Ball. Mm-hmm.
2?
That's what we said.
Yeah, when we got left.
2. I wasn't keeping track.
2.
Yeah, 2.
That's why it's more.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that list. Ashes on the ground. Don't you hop off. Yeah, so.
You have one more.
Cause you know you're gonna be hitting it too. That's the crazy part. You drunk? Am I gonna come on? You know. Look at Mally.
Look at it. Look at it. Look at him. Oh, there's one more.
Yeah. There's one more.
What's up? Old Town Road.
Yep.
Is this the
Billy Ray?
Yeah. Is this the Billy Ray version? I put this at. What do I have left?
I believe it. I didn't hear it say 7.
I think I use 7, but if I didn't use 7, I'll put it at 4. I don't think I got the horses in the back. Horse
stock is attached. Eddie's mad at Black. Got the Hoosiers black to match. Talk to me nice.
What?
That's it right there.
Fire, fire.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. Better go subscribe, yeah.
Come on.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing. Yeah. You better go giveaway.
Fire, fire, fire.
A big green tractor. Lean all in my bladder. Cheated right. on my baby.
Cheat on my baby.
You can go and ask her.
Ain't gonna ask
Yahoo!
Her.
Yahoo!
Mario. We gotta get you out of the house. You've been in the house for too long.
Saying I've been cooped up.
What you got? What you got next, Will?
Next one is, according to IMDb, top 10 highest ranked movies.
Currently? Today?
Currently.
Okay. Just that list last time was a while.
Yeah, right.
Number one.
Corpus.
Number one, Shawshank Redemption.
Wait, out of what, 10? 5?
Well, no, I'm just telling you the top 10.
Can we get a guess where?
No, I'm telling you.
So number one is Shawshank Redemption?
Number one is, like, this is not a game, I'm just telling you what it is.
I don't know why people like that old-ass fucking movie, like, get it out of my face. He went to jail, he broke out of jail, like, oh my God.
So that was number one.
Man, people obsessed yes. with Morgan Freeman.
What are the years? Like,
what you mean?
Like, this is the top 10 movies of all time?
This is the highest ranking of all time.
When was this made?
This was made probably, I made this probably 2 months ago.
Okay.
So, this is before Sinners. So.
Oh, yeah, Sinners.
Sinners is number one.
Yeah, clearly.
So, number one, Shawshank Redemption at a 9.3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, The Godfather, 9.2.
And people love that movie, never seen it.
Really? You never seen Godfather?
Mm-mm. I did not care for The Godfather.
Okay.
It was insisting.
Wow. Interesting.
It insisted.
Oh. Interesting.
Just like that Family Guy clip. You've never seen The Godfather? It was insisting. It insisted.
Okay.
Never next one.
Movie night.
Number three, The Dark Knight.
Never seen it. I'm playing.
I'm like, yo, you talk about that a lot. I can see that. Yeah. Of all time, though, I don't
overhype.
Know.
Overhype. Of all time.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Heath Ledger's carrying that of all time.
True. Oh, absolutely. He's carrying absolutely. That. Absolutely. He killed that role.
Number four, The Godfather Part Two.
There's a part two? What happened in part one that there needed to be a part two?
Right. Well, watch it and find out.
How long is it?
I don't know. Watch it.
Google how long this damn movie is.
Why he does that. Number five, 12 Angry Men.
What the hell is that?
What is that?
Hey.
I don't know what that movie is.
The Godfather was made in 1972.
Classic.
Oh, Robert Duvall.
Uh-huh. You're just not finding this out?
Number six, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Yeah, pack that movie up. That just sounds terrible. Man.
It's number six.
There's a part three?
I couldn't get to the first one. The first Lord of the Rings.
Hey, number seven.
2 hours and 55 minutes is The Godfather? This is a 3-hour movie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm not watching this shit.
I'm not wasting my time.
Got 3 hours in my life to watch that shit.
I'm dead.
No.
Number seven, Schindler's List.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Number eight, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's classic.
Number nine, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Pack it up.
And number 10, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I didn't see that movie.
So I wrote down 15, so I'm going to give you the rest of them. Number 11 is Forrest Gump. Yeah.
I'm dead. I think we are on record with how I feel about that
movie. Yeah, we are on record.
That movie sucks.
People know how we feel about that movie.
That movie is bad.
Number 12, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Oh,
who made
just
this
put
list?
All three Lord of the Rings.
Who made this list, bro?
Clearly somebody that doesn't have time or that has way too much time, rather, because they watching all these 3-hour movies.
Yeah.
You named The Godfather Part Two, Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. That's 3,
that's
6, 24 9,
hours.
12, 15.
That's 24 hours of movies.
Yo.
Number 13, Fight Club. Number 14, Inception. And number 15, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. You know,
really?
You know how
out
many
of all the Star Wars?
You know how many times the first time I watched Inception, you know how many times I had to start over?
Who are you telling? Who are you
because
telling?
I went on my phone for 0.2
who
seconds.
Are you telling?
That's all it takes. Because
I blinked.
Man.
Because I blinked and now they underwater. How did we get here?
I looked down and ate some popcorn. I looked back up and they're in the snow. Man, I said, fire. How? How?
Like, what the hell? What did I miss?
Great movie.
I said,
great movie.
Speaking of great movies, who saw Sinners? We all saw Sinners.
We here.
Three great times.
Hey. Ryan Coogler.
Hey, bro, that movie's fantastic.
Marvelous.
Michael B. Jordan.
My boy, Cornbread.
Cornbread.
See, the father tried to seek Siggy. This ain't a game, cause pimpin ain't easy. What it means when it comes to hoes.
Yeah.
If I heard him outside doing that, I'm going out there.
Oh, my gosh. He said, yeah.
He said, yeah. Why don't you
just give me my money?
Just give me my money.
My money right here.
Right here.
First of all,
that was a solid movie.
I would have
tossed right in his face. Right in his
that was a solid movie. Solid movie. It was a freaky movie too, if you really think about it. Golly.
Yeah, Haley Seinfeld. I was.
Woo,
woo. I was
unfamiliar.
Imagine you just waiting at the train station, and then she said what she said. She's like, "But then you put your tongue in my cool and started fucking me." You standing right there next to her, and you heard that. You just like,
"Hey man,
hey yo."
Imagine being Sammy. Sammy heard that. He was
yeah.
Right
yeah
next
he
to
said
me. He was like, "What?
What?"
I'd be sitting there, one AirPod in my ear. I'd be like,
did I hear that correct?
What you do?
Smoke that. Yo, come on. Nah, she killed that role. Kill
she
that
said,
role.
You over here robbing all these banks, but you can't steal this puss.
That's crazy.
That's cold. Crazy
that's cold.
Statement.
That's
imagine being Josh Allen just watching that all.
Facts. Josh Allen said it was a great movie. She did great.
I can't.
Josh Allen said it was a great movie. I
you know he lied. He went back home and just sat there.
He over here sat there. He said, "Hey, hey, let me ask you a question. So that drool scene, was that actually your drool that dripped down, or
you,
how did that
you
work?"
Told me you never told me he was doing that.
There were certain scenes that you didn't tell me about, Haley, and now you and I are going to discuss them.
I can't do the actress. I'm sorry, I can't.
Really?
I can't do an actress. If seeing that one.
There was an interview like a long time ago about Dwayne Wade talking about it, about Gabrielle Union and how he felt with her and all these roles where she's kissing different guys.
Yeah.
He said, I kind of have to be okay with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's her career. It's her work. Yeah, it's her work.
It's her career.
Career.
But you gotta, you
know. I just know Josh Allen hates black people now. So absolutely.
He like going he back be, to the bull,
I'm
the Bills.
He going, that is a 256-foot-4 quarterback that runs over people like it's nothing. He going to run over somebody on defense and be like, yeah, little nigga, that's what I'm talking about.
God damn.
What are you going to do about it?
Right over.
Absolutely nothing. I will say one thing. They was getting down in that juke joint.
They was.
But I know it's stank in there.
Yo.
You know it's hot in there. I know it's stank.
I know
it's
crazy. I ain't seen nobody talk about those showers.
Nothing.
A lot of them came from work.
From work, you just
they
walk
was in the field.
And they
Cornbread,
walk over.
Cornbread was in the same field, outfit in the field picking cotton that he was in at the end of the movie.
Yo, nah, his woman said, now go get that money.
Go get that
go
money.
Go get that money.
Yeah, he ain't coming back neither.
Nah, he ain't coming back.
I know they stink.
Damn.
Like
she over here talking about let me freshen up. Where was the sink to freshen
said,
up at?
She said let me freshen up, and Preacher Boy Sammy said no.
Yeah. He said no.
He said I want to taste.
You.
Taste.
God,
I said, what a freaky movie.
I said
free ass nigga.
Yo, Ryan Coogler was cooking.
I said,
man.
Do you have allergies right now? You can't smell nothing.
Oh my god.
Because I know it smelled. Because she was in the same dress that she was in at the train station, and she says she walked there.
Spoilers, yikes. People. Spoilers. We got put
nah,
this in
no
the,
spoilers. By the time this
title,
episode
man.
Come out, you, if
you
ain't seen it,
you
should have
watched
it.
Yeah,
if you ain't seen it by now, then you just ain't seen it. Nappy boy.
Nah, that hey, pretty boy. Hey, nappy boy. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Nah, but that was a great
strong,
movie.
Strong movie.
Michael
yes.
B. Jordan acted his ass off
for
in that
real,
movie.
For real.
I think that
solid
was his best
movie.
Performance.
Great.
One of his best performances, because I do like him in Creed as well.
Solid movie. Solid movie.
That was a great movie.
I was very impressed.
I also love the way how they use both of him, and you could really tell the difference between
yes,
the two.
Yes, yes. Like, that's talented. Great. Very mm-hmm. talented. But yeah, man.
And if I saw old boy Irish dancing outside, I might have to go outside. They was lit.
He was cooking. He was cooking with it.
He was cutting it up.
He was. But he had the white people. That's what cut it
like,
up.
Imagine
yeah, back up.
The black boy version. They Jersey Club dancing out.
Hey, yo.
Like, ah. Santana, rock, side twist. 1, 2, 3, go left, back, right. There we go. Said, watch out for the big girl. Nah, bang. Rotate. Hands up like, yeah.
Yo, saw, everybody got to come out the house. Out like,
yeah. Hell yeah. Left. Back. Right.
Everybody got to come out the house. Like, oh, this is too good.
That's it.
Yeah, oh if you God. Ain't see invite that movie, go see it. Invite me in. Yeah, you ever need to invite into my crib, you're not coming in. I'll tell you that right now.
The door's open.
She said, why can't your big ass just push right there?
Just walk right in here.
Jesus.
She said, your big ass been walking in and out here all day.
Yeah.
Why your big ass
she
can't just walk
that
in?
Quick. She clocked that quick.
Says motherfucking Jim Crow, nigga, let me in.
Yeah.
Yo, Jim Crow.
Yo, who that? It's Jim Crow. Let me in. What?
Say what? Well, if it's Jim Crow, I'm not going to let him
my
in.
God. Yeah. That was funny. Nah. Strong movie, man. Solid movie. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to them, for real.
It's a good movie.
What else you got, Will?
It's a good-ass movie. I got this this story here.
You got a story?
It's called Am I the Asshole?
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Before you say that, I just have a question, like a topic that I want to ask you guys, because I think it'll lead into that, because sometimes I do feel like an asshole. So when you insult somebody,
okay,
why does an insult sting more? And Jason, bleep me out when I say this.
Oh boy.
When you put ass nigga at the end of it. Why? What is an ass nigga? What is that? Why would I say dumb ass nigga? Does it sting more?
A little more. You know?
Why does it sting more?
I don't know.
When I say ass nigga, why does that sting more than just bitch?
I don't know, man.
What is
it's
that
a
ass nigga?
It's a disrespect.
Why would I call somebody a ban, a Dan, a Pan? Does it sting more? What is that ass nigga?
I don't know.
Tell me.
It's the gall. You know what I mean? That you hate. I don't know.
It's just like it's looking like, at somebody.
It's like,
in their
shut up, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah,
like
it's the
you have just like what you calling?
Why you got the confidence to talk to me like that? You know what I mean? It's like I think that's what it is.
I'm like, oh my god,
you just sunned me. Yeah, I don't like that
goofy ass nigga.
What?
Yeah, it's like
exactly.
Oh, what? Damn.
Like, and they be you be calling everybody that
for real?
Just,
for
just
real?
Black people. Like,
nah, that's funny.
Anybody?
That's true though.
So
true,
like,
though. It does sting.
Am I an asshole because I say that?
Because I be saying it. Funny mouth.
I be on 2K saying that.
So. We mad as
goofy ass.
You put anything in front of it. Yo, pass the ball, you duck ass nigga.
Oh my god. And it works.
It fits.
Oh my gosh.
You be throwing
ass mad,
nigga on everything.
If you real mad, you say the pan. Oh yeah,
yeah.
You,
I'm saying
you mad.
You mad.
You about to
you
throw hands?
Yeah. That's throwing hands.
You say pan? Yeah.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
Fighting words.
Like, what'd you say? You heard me?
Nah, but they be throwing rock ass niggas. Like they be throwing it on everything. These TV watching ass niggas. When we was in Atlantic City, singing ass niggas, dancing ass niggas.
Yeah. They were mad.
They were mad.
You so salty.
So did it look like I was talking to you? You dancing ass niggas? I'm saying
like. Well, you sound very saucy, my G. Why are you mad?
First of all, you're not finna swing. There's three of us and security
right there. Right behind you, dog. It's wild. What you got, Will?
That was crazy. Am I the asshole? I don't think so.
The tagline is, I didn't let someone into my dorm building.
Okay.
So, I live on a college campus. We all need cards to get in, and it's general procedure. Typically, we swipe our cards in. I saw some people pounding on the door to be let in. I accidentally made eye contact with them. I got up and walked off pretending to go buy something from the vending machine, hoping that she didn't notice. Someone let her in. As she walked by me, she said something along the lines of, I pray that someone don't let you in when you need it, or something. I didn't let her in for security reasons. So we had things that happened before where somebody got let in before. So she was just being precautious. Mm-hmm. Is she the asshole?
No, I wouldn't do it either. And I would look you in your eyes. I will look you in your eyes, just like Kevin Hart.
My poet was dead.
Just like you.
Yeah. I think she's pretty valid. I ain't gonna hold you.
You ain't got your pass. You can't get in. You
can't get in.
Mm-mm. Where's your membership? Mm-hmm. Where's your membership? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't see your membership.
I don't think she's an ass. No. No.
No?
It's just like when you do something, like you cut somebody off and then you pull up at the red light.
And you look
staring
straight
at them. You're just like.
Just look straight.
But and you know they staring like, at you.
Nah, I know you see me looking at you. Don't act new. Don't act new out here.
You.
That's what. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Roll the window.
Roll it down.
Come on. Let's
roll
talk.
Roll it down. Roll it
let's
down.
Let's talk.
You know what? You done talking.
Hey, you bitch. Bitch ass.
Hey, man. You pin?
I know you saw me there. I know you saw me. Yo, that's funny. That is funny. You got jokes, man. Yo. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Yo.
Hey, look here, you bitch.
That's exactly what's going to happen, too.
He's mad, bro.
Yo. Hey, you add AN at the end of anything, bro. Just makes it
that
sting.
Road rage, man. Gotta check they that bitch. That road rage, man.
Oh, my God.
Get a problem.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got one more story.
Mm-hmm.
The title is called Am I the Asshole for Not Bringing Anything to My Friend's Potluck After She Told Me Not To?
Yes. You don't even got to tell the story. Go ahead.
One of my close friends hosted a dinner at her place last weekend. She called it a potluck and said, sent it to the group chat saying that for everybody to bring something, drinks, snacks, whatever. It wasn't anything fancy, just casual. I asked her, what should I bring? I mentioned that I was coming straight from work, might be in a little bit of a rush. She replied that I didn't need to worry about it. She had plenty of food, and she just wanted me to come. So I didn't bring anything. I showed up, said hi to everyone, and honestly, the night was going fine. People brought stuff, a salad, you know, cupcakes, bottles of wine. I was planning to just help clean up, do dishes, since I didn't bring anything, and I figured she
better person than me. I would have left.
That's crazy.
I don't think that they're the asshole. If I was told not to bring something, I ain't bringing shit.
Yeah, you told me not to bring.
Told me not to bring nothing. I ain't bringing shit. But I stayed to
there's
help
still,
clean
there's
up.
There's still more to it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I was planning to just clean up and do dishes since I didn't bring anything. I figured she meant what she said. But later on, while people were complimenting the food, she made this offhanded or backhanded comment or
okay.
It wasn't a compliment. It was definitely not that.
Gotcha.
Well, not everyone contributed, but we're still glad she showed up. Everyone laughed and it didn't seem super serious, but it felt from her face she looked pretty serious about it. So she looked the person that's writing this. She felt embarrassed, and she didn't know how to respond. So she says, "I stayed polite and tried not to act weird about it, but I felt uncomfortable for the rest of the night. On the way home, I kept thinking about it. I get that maybe she was a little annoyed, but she literally told me not to bring anything." And now I feel as though she put me on blast in front of everybody when I didn't do anything wrong because she told me not to bring anything. I haven't said anything to her yet because it feels small and I don't want to be dramatic, but I also can't shake the feeling that it wasn't fair. Am I the asshole?
No, but I would have just pulled them to the side and be like, listen here, you bitch ass nigga. You gonna make some sly comments. To me? I'm standing right here.
You told me not to pick anything.
You wanna say something? Say it to my face. I'm right here. Say it to my face.
Just imagine Malcolm just pulled you over to the side. But he's still saying it loud enough for everybody to hear. Listen here, bitch ass nigga.
Oh my.
Hey, you guys in the comments, let us know where the ass was. Like, I don't think so. If you told me not to bring something, I'm not bringing nothing. But with that being said, shout out to all the contest winners. I'm going to assume that I picked them already. But yeah, shout out to all the contest winners. Thank you. Make sure you guys go keep subscribing, tell your friends, all that good stuff. This has been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. It's your boy, Mally K. You can find me on all social media platforms at MAL_K. Hey, why? You know the vibe.
It's your boy, Will, with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And here in spirit, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Desir on all social media platforms. And we're out.
We're out.